请大家先翻开圣经约伯记。
Let's all first turn to the Bible of the book of Job.
约伯记二十九章。
Job 29.
约伯记二十九章的第三节。
Job 29 verse 3.
约伯记二十九章第三节。
Job 29 verse 3.
第三。
Verse 3.
那个时候他的灯、照在我的头上，我借着他的光行过黑暗。
When his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness.
那按照二十九章的标题、是记载约伯他这里在说他以前的日子。
So according to the title of this chapter, Job was talking about or describing about what was in the past.
那所谓以前的日子，就是他还没有受到神的攻击，没有受到约伯的攻击以前的日子，很好过的日子。
So he was trying to describe the days in the past when before he was attacked by Satan.
所以在约伯记的刚开始呢，记载。乌斯地有个约伯那他是经过神远离恶事的一个人。
And we know that in the first chapter of Job, it records that there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and he was blameless and upright, one who feared God and shunned evil.
然后他就受到神的祝福。
And he was greatly blessed by the Lord.
他也生了很多的儿女。
And he has many sons and daughters.
他产了很多很多的牛羊。
He also had a lot of possessions and flocks.
也有很多的仆人。
And also many servants.
他的帐篷也很漂亮。
And he had the beautiful tents.
而且他也得了名声。
And he also had a great high status.
他还经常去帮助别人呢。
He also liked to help others.
所以从圣经上来看好像是他过着一个很舒适的日子。
So from the description of the Bible, that he seemed to have had a very smooth life before.
但是第三节的记载，根据第三节二十九章第三节。
But according to chapter 29, verse 3,
他说那个时候就是表示说那个时候他过着好日子的时候，指的那一段时间呢。
But here it says when, back then, when the days in the past.
所以那段时间我们都认为他是过着好日子啊，他生活很舒适。
So at that time he seemed to have very smooth and comfortable life.
没有什么困难，没有什么烦恼。
He did not have much difficulties or sorrow.
但是可能跟约伯他这里所说他以前日子可能跟我们所理解的不一样。
So maybe he was talking about the past, but it's something that we may have misunderstood.
所以第三节说他的灯照在我的头上，我借着他的光行过黑暗。所以可见约伯他也有一段黑暗的日子。
So here it says that his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. So he went through darkness before.
所以他的日子并不是我们所理解、我们所想象，他是一帆风顺的日子。
So it doesn't mean that all along he has had always had smooth and prosperous days.
因为他也是人。
Because he's also human.
人都有困难呢。
And everyone has afflictions.
他也跟我们一样啊。
And he's just like every one of us.
那可能我们从小到现在，我们现在是过着一个很舒适的日子。
Maybe since we're young until now, we have had smooth days.
可是我们也有可能人生当中有些是黑暗的日子啊。
But during our lives, we must have had the days of the dark.
那也可能我们现在是过着黑暗的日子。
And maybe right now we're living days of darkness.
但是我们以前也有曾经有过一阵子是光明的日子，很舒适的日子。
And previously we may have a very smooth and prosperous days.
虽然是黑暗日子，可是人过了不久以后，可能要重见光明。
And even though we may be within a dark days right now, we may have better days later.
所以约伯他也有黑暗日子。
So for Job, he also had been through darkness.
可是他是怎么过的呢
？So how did he pass those days?
所以这里就说他说借着神的光走过黑暗。
Here it says that.Through or by the Lord's light that he can walk through.
在传道书里头，我们已经读过了，我们学习过了。传道书里头是记载黑暗跟光明是并行的。
And we have learned before in the book of Ecclesiastes that light and darkness, they are parallel.
啊，亨通跟患难呢是并列的。
And also prosperity and adversity, they go side by side.
哎，这是传道书的主题啊，也是一个智慧书的内容啊。
And this is the theme and the contents of the wisdom book Ecclesiastes.
所以约伯他也是经过患难哈，甚至在这个大患难当中以前哈。我们看起来是好日子，其实他也有一些黑暗的日子。
So Job has also been through the days of darkness, even though he has had days of smoothness.
但是他们一直在祷告。
But he has been always praying.
他保持着敬畏神的心态。
He has kept his fearing of God.
他不敢离开神。
He did not dare to depart from God.
我们请看约伯记第一章第五节。
Let's read Job chapter 1 verse 5.
约伯记第一章第五节。
Job chapter 1 verse 5.
约伯记第一章第五节。
Job chapter 1 verse 5.
炎炎的日子啊过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭。因为他说恐怕我的儿子们犯了罪，心中弃掉神，约伯常常这样行。
So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the numbers of them all.
这边有个特别的名词，这个燔祭。
So here it says that there's a burnt offering.
所谓的燔祭相当我们今天的祷告。
And the burnt offerings is likened to our prayers today.
因为燔祭要献牛羊，要杀牛羊来献祭，我们今天要不杀牛羊来献祭。
Even though in the olden times the burnt offerings would require the killing ox or goats.
因为主耶稣自己已经被献上，所以我们今天就是祷告啊，祷告主耶稣了。
But after Jesus has been crucified, now we only need to pray.
所以今天的话来讲，就是说约伯他还是经常祷告，他生活当中他会烦恼，烦恼他儿子犯罪。
So in today's term, he would pray daily because he's afraid that his children would sin against God.
所以约伯有这种祷告的习惯。
So Job had the habit of praying.
他恐怕他的儿子犯罪得罪神， 他自己呢更不敢犯罪去得罪神。
And he's afraid that his children would sin against God, and he himself has been very watchful not to sin.
所以约伯他有难关的时候啊。
So we can see Job also had difficulties.
啊，但是他说一直靠着神度过难关。
But he has been relying on God to pass through these difficulties.
所以约伯的日子跟我们的日子一样啊。
So Job has had the same similar type of days as us.
我们所遭遇的他也遭遇过。
So what we have been through, he has been through as well.
因为圣经告诉我们每一个人啊都有他自己的十字架需要背啊。
Because the Bible has told us that we all have our own cross that we need to bear.
所以约伯他也说了，这个人生啊必须要经过患难。
So everyone must go through afflictions.
我们请看约伯记十四章。
Let's read chapter 14 of Job.
约伯记十四章的第一节。
Job chapter 14 verse 1.
十四章的第一节。
Chapter 14 verse 1.
人为妇人所生啊，日子短少，多有患难。
Man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble.
所以这个是个事实啊，因为每个人都是妈妈所生的。
So this is the truth, and everyone is born of the mother.
日子呢很快就过去了。
And their days are few.
有很多的患难。
And they are full of trouble.
再看第五章第七节。
Also read chapter 5, verse 7.
第五章第七节，约伯记第五章第七节。
Book of Job, chapter 5, verse 7.
人在世啊，必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。
Yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward.
所以这是形容啊，整句话是形容说。一定会有患难。
It's described here that everyone must have trouble.
好，所以这是约伯他的体验。他在受患难以前嘛，就已经有患难的。
So it's describing that Job previously he already had trouble.
那可能这个患难呢， 啊，以前的患难 不比现在的来得那么大来得那么激烈、啊、
Maybe the tribulation or trouble previously is not as bad as what he's experiencing now、
啊、可能他以前的患难呢、啊、祷告以后、啊、神就帮助他就很快的就解决难关了
And maybe all his afflictions in the past he just rely on God and pray about it and then God would help him through it、
啊、但是这一次呢确实不一样
But this time is different
因为这次呢是神跟魔鬼之间的一个征战
Because this time it is a battle between God and Satan.
So it's
a more serious matter.
那神要在他的身上来彰显神的能力，神的荣耀。
And God would through him manifest his power and glory.
最后呢，神还是得胜的。
And of course, at the end, God will be victorious.
那所以也说哈，人生啊，不如意的事情啊，十之有八九。
And we know that there's a proverb goes, things don't always turn out the way you thought they would.
所以十次当中啊，才有一次啊，让我们很啊很开怀、很开心的。
And out of 10 times, maybe only once, we would be happy.
啊，开心以后啊，又是不开心的。
And after we're being glad, then later on we will not be happy anymore.
所以这种事情就一直在循环。
So all these things would keep on
Recycle 一直在循环、啊、好像一个 cycle 一直在循环
It's like a cycle of the things that happen over and over
那就像传道书所说的亨通与患难这两个事情也是一直在交叉着
Just like the prosperity and adversity they always happens go side by side
那摩西他也说、啊、人生、啊、的日子、啊、不长但是呢所能够夸口的只是劳苦愁烦而已的。
And also we know that Moses has said that we have 80 years of life, but what we can boast is only labor and sorrow.
所以就是摩西啊，曾经在王宫里头长大。
And Moses had been growing up in a palace.
那当摩西讲这句话的时候，其实他可能只有八十岁左右啊。
And when he was saying this, he was probably at his 80s.
也就是他自己活到120岁的时候
Because when he was 120 years old
他怎么会说人生啊就是才80岁而已、啊、70岁最强壮的可以活到80岁
How would he say this? Because he was saying that people who are normal people can live to 70 and if they're strong they can live to 80
我们看他的哥哥亚伦也活了100多岁啊，他自己也活了100多岁啊。
And we know that his brother Aaron also lived through more than 100 and himself as well.
他怎么会说强壮的话，你就是很强壮，其实也能够只活到80岁而已。
So why would he say that if those are strong, they would live to 80s?
所以他讲这句话的时候，一定才大概七八十岁。
So we believe that when he was saying this, he was about in his 80s.
所以他对王宫的记忆还很新呢。
So he still have a vivid memory of his life in the palace.
所以我们也想说他在王宫里面已经过着一个很好的生活。
So we believe that he has lived a prosperous, a smooth life in the palace.
其实不一定啊。
But may not be so.
所以传道书啊，约伯记是要告诉我们的，我们不必去羡慕别人呢、啊。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes or Job tells us that we do not have to envy others.
我们都很容易去羡慕别人，哇，他怎么过的日子好像过得很好。
We always like to envy others why other people would live such a good life.
那谁告诉你说他日子过得很好呢
？But who tells you that? They live a good life.
是我们这里想的。
We may have imagined.
因为我们不了解他。
Because we do not understand them.
只是看外面他穿的很好啊，他穿的很漂亮啊。
We may only look at their outer appearance where they dress up well.
当然，他在家里面可能在哭泣着，很伤心，我们不知道啊。
But they may be crying all day long at home and being sorrowful. We do not know that.
我记得大概。大概十七年前、啊啊、我还在读神学院，在原来教会实习的时候，十七年前。
So I still remember 17 years old when I was still in the theological training program in Garden Grove.
那 就是负责人就带我去访问一个慕道者。
And the church council brought me to visit a truth seeker.
哇，那位慕道者他住了一个很好的房子。
And this truth seeker has a very nice house.
啊，很漂亮。
Very beautiful.
啊，听说你看17年前他的房子价值就600,000呢。
And at that time, the house is worth about 600,000.
那现在的话已经不值的。
And of course, today is worth more than that.
哦，当大家都很羡慕他房子很漂亮的时候。
When everyone is kind of envying him.
那这位太太啊，这位太太她突然哭了。
And then suddenly the wife cried.
哎，她。大家在夸奖他的房子很漂亮，他应该说他高兴才对啊，怎么突然之间哭了呢
？Because everyone was kind of saying so what a nice house he has, and then suddenly why would the wife cry？
啊，原因啊，就是因为他的先生啊对他不好啊，他的先生想要离开他。
Because the husband is actually trying to leave her.
人家他的先生啊，在外面又一个女人呢。
The husband is mistreating her and he has an affair.
当然，他的先生很有钱啊，就买一栋房子给他啊，在美国买一栋房子给他作为赎罪啊，作为啊，这个好像给他说啊，这个房子给你啊，你就在这边生活。
And because of that matter, that the husband is buying this nice house for her to kind of redeem his sin.
他说我不要房子啊。
She said, I do not want this house.
我要先生啊。
I want a husband.
所以我们人看外面是不准的。
So from outward appearance, it's not necessarily so.
因此我们就不需要羡慕别人。
So we do not need to envy others.
因为每一个人都有他自己的十字架。
Because everyone will have their own cross.
我们经常说，家家有一本难念的经啊。
We always say that everyone has their own difficulties at their home.
所以每一家都有他的难处啊，我们只是看不出来，不知道而已。
Everyone has their own troubles. We just do not know.
所以主耶稣他也曾经说过。
Jesus also has said before.
啊，在世上哈，在世上呢，你们一定会有患难。
In this world, you will have tribulation.
啊，是一定的啊。
It's it must happen.
啊，但是呢，在我里头，你们或许呢会有平安。
But in me, you may have peace.
因为他已经胜了世界。
Because I have overcome this world.
说只要人能够来接近耶稣基督哈，就能够享受耶稣基督里头的平安。
As long as people can come to Jesus, then they will receive the peace.
因为人呢，不管是谁，都会患难的。都会碰上患难的。
Because no matter who you are, you will encounter afflictions.
但是要怎么去胜过这个患难？要怎么能够在患难当中仍然享受平安
？But how can you overcome the afflictions and have the peace?
因为圣经说，黑暗跟光明是可以并列的。
Because the Bible says that the light and darkness they can go parallel.
啊，有个弟兄啊，他有这个肺腺癌啊，这个肺癌啊。
And one brother he has a lung cancer.
因为是肺腺癌，所以也很难医的。
So it's a very serious disease.
很难治疗的。
And it's very hard to be treated.
啊，他就没有接受治疗啊。
So he did not have the treatment.
所以这是他的患难呢、啊。
This is his own affliction.
啊，但是呢，他说他与这个癌症啊共存啊，两个共存呢、啊。
But he tells himself that I'm living together with my cancer.
所以他决定他继续享受人生。
So he told himself that I would continue to enjoy life.
他享受主里的平安。
He want to enjoy the peace in the Lord.
所以他在多活大概将近30年的时间哦。
And he actually lived another 30 years.
你看他是与癌症共存了。
He's actually sustaining his life together with his cancer.
所以可见黑暗跟光明还是可以共存的。
So we can see that light and darkness they can go together.
那大概今天还是昨天，我看到一个那杂志的报道。
And either today or yesterday, I saw a news.
他说癌症最怕什么
？What is the most dreadful thing about cancer?
我们的癌症最怕苹果了。多吃苹果就好了，多喝咖啡就好了。
And they say that if you have more apple or
coffee, 对。
Coffee, drink more coffee, you'll be fine.
啊，不是啊，都不是。
That's not it.
那个标也说，癌症最怕爱。
What does cancer fear the most?
就当一个人有被爱的感觉。
That is love, and if one is being loved,
那会使他免疫力要提升。
Then his or her immunity system will grow stronger.
也就是说，一个人有幸福感的时候，有幸福的感觉的时候，他的免疫力会上升。
It means that if one has the sense of blissfulness, then the immunity will actually grow.
那会帮助他抗癌。
Then it will help you to go against cancer.
所以我们看喜乐啊，跟灾难是可以并存的。
So we can see that even though we have affliction, we can still have joy.
在主耶稣他说哈。在世界上一定有患难，但是在主里面会有平安，你们可以放心了。
Therefore, what the Lord say that in the world there is tribulation, but you can be of cheer because I have overcome the world, and you may have peace in me.
我们请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
First Thessalonians chapter three.
第三章第三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3.
啊，免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。
That no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are appointed to this.
第四节
Verse 4,
我们在你们那里的时候预先告诉你们我们必受患难以后果然应验了
Verse 4, For in fact, we told you before when we were with you that we would suffer tribulation just as it happened and you know.
所以一定会受患难的
So we must go through tribulation.
只是什么时候而已
It's just a matter of time.
所以保罗他们这一群人传福音的人他就说了我们一定会受患难，哎，果然真的，哎，有患难了。
So Paul and his fellow workers, they said that we will encounter or suffer tribulation, and it actually happened.
啊，当然没有人愿意的患难的临到啊。
Of course, nobody wants the tribulation to come.
啊，但是有时候他来啊。
But it will come.
我太太在星期四的时候，哎，她摔跤啊，啊，导致这个骨头啊这边啊绑臂啊。这边的关节啊，脱臼就是 dislocation.
And my wife, this past Thursday, she fell down and he dislocated her joint.
啊，当然谁都不愿意发生这种事情了。
And nobody wants something like this to happen.
啊，但是啊，有的时候大小事情我们不知道啊，突然之间发生了，跌倒就发生了。
But these things happens all the time, and when you fall, then it happened.
所以。我们来看看为什么会遭受患难。
So let's see why we need to suffer tribulation.
因为患难里头一定有一些智慧里头存在。
There must be some sort of wisdom within this tribulation.
所以我们不要小看这个患难。
So do not belittle this tribulation.
因为没有人喜欢患难。
Nobody likes tribulation.
但是我们刚讲的患难跟喜乐这两个事情是可以共存的。
But we have mentioned before that tribulation can go along with joyfulness.
那我太太这个骨折啊，这个脱臼以后啊。
So after my wife has dislocated her joint.
因为我不在场啊。
I was not at there at the time.
那时候我正开车要去这个圣地亚哥那里的领会。帮助圣工。
I was actually driving on the way to San Diego Prayer House to lead the service there.
因为星期四啊晚上有一个校园的团契。
Because on Thursday evening there is a there was a school a campus fellowship.
要怕塞车啊，所以很早就要出发了。
So I was afraid of traffic, so I went there quite early.
他在下午的时候，这个事情就发生了。
So this thing happened.In the afternoon.
那感谢主啊，哇！他说祷告，哎，在念经中一直念哈利路亚。
So thank the Lord that in her heart she keeps praying and saying hallelujah.
啊，神就给他勇气，神给他智慧，神给他力量。
And God gave him the power and the strength and the wisdom.
哇！然后他就自己想说，好像 动一动啊，使这个骨骼啊在复原哈、啊，在本来是脱臼嘛，啊，在自己要做弄回去的，把它恢复原来的状态。
So she was kind of moving her arm, and then the dislocation actually got back.
啊，虽然这样很痛啊。因为当时已经痛得快晕倒。
Even though it really hurts and it's very painful, and she almost fainted.
啊，但她知道啊，一定要使它复原呢。
So, but she know that she need to get it located.
啊，但是她不知道往前动还是往后动，反正她都乱动哈。
So she didn't know how to move her arm, but she just moved it.
啊，真的是很快啊，神就让她这个脱臼部分就复原了。
So God really helped her that the dislocation was backed on.
她说她还忘记到底是往前还是往后。
She did not remember whether she was moving her hand forward or back.
反正神就在帮助她。
But the Lord has helped her.
那到星期五啊，星期六，到了星期六啊，我跟她一起吃饭的时候，我才看到她，哎呀，你手怎么这么包一个东西啊？
So on a Saturday when I was eating with her, and I asked her, "How come you're wrapping your arm?"
啊，她才告诉我她的故事啊。
Then only she told me the story.
所以这两天呢，她都没有告诉我。
She actually did not tell me about the incident these 2 days.
那我就告诉她。
So I told her.
主耶稣同在比先生跟你同在更好啊。
So if you have the Lord with you, it's even better than having a husband with you.
要是我在场的话，我一定说啊，急诊啊，但是急诊呢，那个救护车来，救护车告诉他说，要急诊的话，至少要等个六个小时以上，医生才会来看你的。
If it was I would tell her to go to ER, but then through ER, you would probably have to wait 6 to 7 hours.
啊，所以主说给他智慧勇气啊。
So God gave her the wisdom and the bravery.
所以有的时候这个患难啊，其实本身啊，说是一件很美好的事情。
So, being in tribulation, it is actually a blessed thing.
好，我们请看腓立比书。
Let's refer to Philippians.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
啊，十四节哈。
Verse 14。
第四章十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14。
十四节，然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。
Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress.
当然，我们很难理解，是一件美事。
It's hard for us to understand that it's a good thing.
那患难哪里是会是美事呢
？How can a distress or tribulation be a good thing？
啊，像我太太，她，你看那么受那么多的痛苦啊，怎么会是美事啊
？So just like my wife, she has suffered a lot, and how can that be a good thing？
啊，但是她还觉得说，哎，我这样子啊，才能够体会那些呢，就是一直手有问题不能动的人哈，残缺的人不能动，你看他们很辛苦啊，要穿个衣服都很困难的。
So, but she told me that I can understand how difficult for those people who have a hard time using the hand because they can't even wear the clothes.
因为患难竟然是命定的。
Because having tribulation is destined.
那到底是谁在命定他呢
？So who would destine such a thing？
神在命定他。
Of course, it's the God. It's God.
所以患难本身就是神的旨意之一呀。
So it is one of God's will that we will go through tribulation.
因为既然是神的旨意的话
，since it's the will of God，
那就是一件美事啊。
Then it is a beautiful thing.
凡是出于神的，就是一件美事。
Anything that comes from God will be a beautiful thing.
所以人为什么会受患难呢
？So why would people go through afflictions？
所以我们就要理解哈，这个患难的本身啊，就是一件美事。
So we need to understand that being afflicted is itself a blessed thing.
我们要请看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言十六章的第四节。
Proverbs 16 verse 4.
箴言十六章的第四节。
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
神所造的各事其用，就是恶人也是为祸患的日子所造。
The Lord has made all for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom.
神所造的各种事件哈。
God has made all things,
各事其用
and it is all for their functions.
啊，当我们所理解的所造，就好像是神造植物啊，神造动物啊，都有它的功能，都有它的功用。
So for example, God has created all the animals and the plants, and they all have their functions.
其实这句话可以理解说神所造的环境。
We can also say that the Lord has made all this environment.
啊，当然有些环境我们很不喜欢的。
We may not like certain.Environment.
比如在办公室里头，那个同事啊不好，我们很不喜欢办公室里头的环境。
For example, we do not like the environment in within our workplace because we don't have good co-workers.
那其实神所造的这些环境啊，对我们都是好的。
But all these environment are all good for us.
我们再来看《传道书》第三章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3,
第三章的第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
传道书三章十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 10.
我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。第十一节。
11.
那神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人的心里。难道神从开始到结束的作为啊，人都不能够渗透。
I have seen the God-given task for which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
所以这边说各按其时。
Here it says that according to its time.
当然，假如不各按其时的话，也是不能够成为美好啊。
So if things are not made according to the time, then it may not be beautiful.
主要是这个拖太长啊，还是不是那个时候，也不是一件美好的事情。
So certain things, if it drag on too long, it may not be beautiful.
所以这些既然都是神所安排的。
So since all these are being arranged by God.
啊，就是神的旨意的一部分。
It is part of God's will.
所以我们要去了解神的旨意。
So we need to understand God's will.
啊，这当中有什么要我们学习的地方
？What can we learn from this？
哦，好像当时的约瑟他被哥哥们出卖到埃及地以后
，such as when Joseph was being sold by his brothers to Egypt.
其实他当时的日子也是过得很辛苦啊。
Of course, he has gone through a lot of difficulties.
尤其刚到这个埃及的时候。
Especially when he first came to Egypt.
你看他还要学这个埃及文啊。
I'm sure he has to learn Egyptian words.
因为他一定是不懂埃及文的了。
I'm sure he did not understand it before.
那又是刚到波提法的家里啊，刚成为奴仆哈啊，这个一定会被那些老一辈子的人哈比较。资深的奴仆所欺负的。
And when he first came to the house of Potiphar, he must have been bullied by all the workers there.
这日子一定是很难过的。
So he must have gone through a lot of difficult life.
但是因为神所造的环境各按其时成为美好。
But God has made everything.
所以要赶快利用
the time.
赶快利用那个时候那个时期啊，就要怎么做呢？要怎么办呢？就是。学埃及文因为他已经被放在埃及地，那你就好好的学习埃及文，才能够跟其他的人沟通。
So since he was already in Egypt, so he should try to learn the Egyptian language and try to communicate with others.
我说他在里头也是学了很多各种的很多的语言呐，啊，还要跟人之间的相处啊。
So he must have learned the language well, and so he could communicate with others.
啊，被放在在他被诬告、被下到监牢以后。
And when he was being accused and was imprisoned,
那他要学什么
？What would he need to learn？
学胆量啊。
He need to learn to be brave.
哦，你看他到那个时候就是里面都是关些犯人呐。
Because within the prison, everyone is a prisoner.
啊，当时是怎么样出清啊？我不知道当时有没有出清，主要是有的话，那个犯人一定这边的出清，全是闹出清啊。
We don't know.
你说吓不吓人呢？
At the time, whether people actually have tattoos on their bodies, but if you see all these people with tattoos, you must be afraid.
我也看到这个整个脖子都是出清的。
I've seen people with tattoos all over their neck.
所以就。 让他觉得刚开始的时候也就是很害怕的。
I believe in the beginning he would feel afraid.
说他要怎么去管理那些全世界最难管理的人
？So how could he try to manage these people who are hard to manage？
那些不是正常人呢、啊、
？They are not normal people.
那些是犯罪重刑犯。
They are the serious criminals.
有些人可能是神经病也说不定啊。
There may be even people who are insane there.
但是呢，他在那里就是要管理他们呢。
But there he has to manage these people.
好，那以后他出监的话，他当宰相。
So after he was out of the prison, he became the prime minister.
他要管理全国的人呢。
He has to manage the whole nation.
那当然，全国的人有包括好人，有包括坏人呢。
And in this whole nation, there would be good and bad people.
要好人比较好管理呀。
The good people would be easy to manage.
好人他会听你的。
And how can the evil people listen to him?
啊，可是那些坏人呢？哎，他不见得会听你的。
But the evil people, they may not listen to him.
啊，所以他怎么去管理那些不喜欢听他的人呢？会反抗命令的人呢
？How would he try to manage those people who are who do not want to be controlled?
他看到那些难缠的人呢，他内心不会退缩的。他不会退缩，他不会害怕的。
So he was not afraid.
他不会害怕，因为他以前那些很难缠的人、很让他很害怕的人，重刑犯，他都知道怎么去管理他们，何况是一般的人。
So he because he had been with the prisoners or criminals before, so now he has no fear of managing all the other people.
所以神所造的万物，各样其实成为美好，是一定要。我们要去发掘，要我们去学习。
So God has made everything according to His time. It must be when we have afflictions, we have to learn.
这个就是一件美事啊。
This is a good thing.
所以不要轻看患难。
So do not belittle afflictions.
那患难呢，也能够带来忍耐。
And afflictions, tribulations also produce perseverance.
啊，当然患难当中啊，是很不好受的。
Even though it's not easy to go through tribulations.
可是有时候说没办法、啊。
But we cannot do anything.
啊，比如说我太太现在吊着一个包包这样子啊，这样子那个吊带呀、啊。
So for example, my wife now has a wrapping.
那有时候她也可能很不习惯。这个本能的就去动它，本能啊，因为这个手本来就是动嘛啊，她去动它，哎，动了就是很痛啊。
So naturally, she would want to move her arm, but then if she moves it, it will hurt.
那你越动的话就越痛啊。
The more she moves, she will hurt more.
所以为了让她不痛啊，她就是不能够乱动。
In order that it will not hurt too much, then she cannot move her arm.
啊，不能够乱动的话就必须要忍耐啊。
So in that sense, she has to persevere.
因为那边这样子吊着，这个手又不能够乱动啊，这个也是很辛苦的哈。
So just having the arm hanging there and she cannot move is kind of hard.
啊，没办法，没办法哈。
But she cannot do anything.
啊，就需要忍耐。
She has to persevere.
唯一的选择就是忍耐。
The only choice is she has to persevere.
啊，忍耐，所以患难会带来忍耐的。
So afflictions or tribulations would bring perseverance.
因为有些事情不是我们想要去改变这种。就能够改变的。
Because a lot of things we cannot just change it according to our own will.
有些事情呢发生了，我们就是接受。
And when things happen, we just have to accept it.
就是接受就不能怎么办呢？摔伤就摔伤了呢。
Because it already happened and you already fell.
那就是要经过一阵子、一段时间以后，这个痛才会复原，才会好啊，就才会减轻呢。
You just have to be patient and wait a little longer so that it will slowly heal.
啊，忍耐一天，忍耐两天，忍耐三天。
And if you are being patient for one or two or three days.
啊，忍耐久了，习惯成自然。
And after a while, you would be naturally patient.
所以刚开始忍耐是很难受的。
So in the beginning, trying to be patient is kind of hard.
所以后来就习惯了呢。
But then afterwards, you actually are used to it.
啊，有个姐妹啊。他在机场上班，他5点啊就要去机场上班。
So there's a sister who needs to go work in the airport, and she needs to wake up around 5 a.m.
那我说哇，这样很辛苦啊，5点哦，你要去上班哦。
So I said, wow, that's quite hard. This you have to work at five.
那这样子的话，你等于是三点多就要起床了。
So that means you have to wake up, at 3 a.m.
哦，三点多呢，早上三点多就要起床，很辛苦啊，是不是啊
？Isn't it a hard thing to do when you have to wake up at 3 a.m.?
她说刚头几天很辛苦啊，的确是很辛苦啊。
So she told me that in the beginning, few days, it was so hard for her.
啊，现在呢就习惯了。
Now she's used to it.
那你没有选择，为了上班，你就是要这个班，就是要你五点就上班呢、啊。
Because she says she has no choice and the work has to start at 5 a.m. so she has to do it.
只要她要上班的话，那就是没得选择了，就是要按照排表，你就五点哈就要去上班了。
So since she's being scheduled to work at 5, so then she just have to do it.
所以这个患难呢，就带来忍耐啊，忍耐就习惯了。
So this kind of affliction would train her to be patient, and now she's used to it.
所以你碰到什么事情，你就要会说啊忍耐啊，就会去告诉别人说啊忍耐，我当时也是这样子过来的、啊。
And when you encounter another tribulation, then you would know how to be patient.
所以当时约伯他也是这样子过来的、啊。
So Job is the same thing.
啊，所以他的故事啊，他的总结这个忍耐的品格啊，就被记载在新约圣经雅各书第五章里头。
So his virtue of being patient is being recorded in the book of Jacob, James, chapter 5.
就成为劝告大家要忍耐的一个榜样。
So it is an example for other people to emulate.
那患难也会带来安慰。
And afflictions can also bring comfort.
啊，请看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's refer to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第一章第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.
哥林多后书第一章第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.
我们在一切患难中啊，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭遇各样患难的人。
Who comforts us in all our tribulation that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble?
这个他啊，说他就安慰我们，这个他就是指着父神，神。
And this person who comforts us, it refers to God.
所以在我们一切患难中呢，神就安慰我们。
So in all our tribulation, God comforts us.
所以我们就有这种受安慰的体验呢。
So we have the experience of being comforted.
那我们就能够去安慰其他遭遇一样这种。患难的人
so that we also can go and comfort other people.
你看，这是很奇妙的。
This is very miraculous.
就神呐、啊，不喜欢我们受患难呐、啊。
And
神不喜欢。
Oh, God does not prefer tribulation.
所以神给我们患难呢、啊，是一个暂时的。
For us to bear the tribulation is only temporary.
那为着我们要有一个更美好的品格啊。来锻炼我们
so that we can have a better virtue of being persevere.
所以不会长久时间啊被放在患难里头
So we will not be put into tribulation for a long time.
那患难呢也会带来满足的快乐
And tribulation will also bring to us joy.
那这个很难体会
It's very hard to experiences.
然后我们来看哥林多后书第八章。
So turn to Second Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章哈，第八章的第一节跟第二节。
Chapter 8 verse 1 and 2.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩呢、啊，告诉你们。第二节，
他
就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，能有满足的快乐。在极穷之间，还显出格外他们乐捐的厚恩啊！在马其顿教会啊，他们承受啊，领受到主的恩典。
So in the Macedonian church, they have been bestowed with the grace of God.
哇，那恩典大家一定想象说哇，他们蒙受到神的祝福啊！
So we must think that
有好日子过啊！
They have all these blessed things and they have good times.
哎，不是哦。
Good life is not so.
就是他们在患难中受大试炼
in great trial of affliction，
还有满足的快乐
and the abundance of their joy。
啊，这个是很矛盾的啦。
It seems very conflicting.
他们有哪一样事情大家喜欢的没有啊？患难谁都不愿意啊，硕士殿也不愿意啊，极穷也没有人愿意在穷苦当中啊。
And all these things that happen to them, nobody wants them. It's affliction and poverty.
所以从表面上看起来他们是很不幸的一群啊。
So from the surface, it seems that they are very unfortunate.
毫无幸福可言。
There's no blissfulness.
对不对？可是圣经怎么说呢？
But what did the Bible say?
说他们有满足的快乐啊。
That they have the abundance of joy.
那为什么他们会有满足的快乐？
Why would they have this abundance of joy?
因为他们穷是穷啊，人穷，可是志不穷啊。
Even though they are in poverty, but their determination is not.
他们还可以去帮助别人呢。
They can even go and help others.
穷是穷，但是至少还有一点点面粉，一点点的油嘛。
Even though they live in poverty, they still have a little bit of oil and flour.
所以让他们能够去帮助别人，他们很快乐。
So that they are still able to go and help others, and they are joyful about it.
所以这个是生活态度的问题。
So this is regarding the attitudes of life.
人的生命啊，不在乎家道的丰富。
And our lives does not.Depend on whether we have abundance in.
而是在乎有没有心啊，要去帮助别人。
But it depends. It matters whether we want to help others.
在患难当中仍然想要去帮助别人的话，哇，他就能够这种喜乐的心啊，就盖过这种患难所带来的不方便了。
So even though we are in our affliction, we still have the heart to go help each other, and that brings us joy.
所以那些做义工在外面做义工的人啊，不叫红十字会啊，那些做义工的人，我们去看一看，是不是每一个人啊都是家财万贯的？不一定。
So if we go look at those volunteers who work at organizations such as Red Cross, do you think they are rich? It's not so.
很多是无家可归的人啊。
Some of them are actually homeless.
他还没。愿意啊，去帮助别人。
But they're willing to go help others.
但是他们本身呢是无家可归的人呢、啊。
But they're actually homeless themselves.
因为谁能够理解无家可归的人
？Because who can actually understand the homeless people?
只有无家可归的人最能够了解无家可归人的难处。
Only the homeless people would be able to understand the difficulties of the homeless.
他们觉得他们很幸福啊。
They think that they're blessed.
我还能够帮助别人。
That they can still help others.
那患难能够带来永生的盼望。
And tribulation can also bring us the hope of eternal life.
那我们请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章的三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32.
三十二节。
32.
那这边说，你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大战争的各样的患难。三十二节，十一啊，第十章，对不起，第十章三十二节。
Chapter ten, verse.
希伯来书第十章三十二节。
Chapter ten, verse 32.
三十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 32. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings.
那在我们再来看十一章哈。
And then also read chapter 11.
十一章的十一章三十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 35.
好，那。我们就来念三十九节哈。
Let's just read 39.
好，因为三十七节哈，这边也是有受穷乏患难苦害哈。好，那三十九节。
39.
那这些人做是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神赐给我们预备的更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不完全。所以以前这些在困难当中，在患难当中啊、死去的这些信徒。
So all these ancient people or believers who have died and going through all kinds of tribulations.
啊，他们三十五节说，他们为着要得着更美的复活，更美好的盼望，将来永生的盼望。
So here it says that they have obtained a good testimony and received the promise of the hope of the future.
啊。以前在撒迦缅度教会，我在那里负担的时候
When I was ministering at Sacramento Church,
而且老姐妹啊，她们实在是生活很辛苦啊。
There were some elderly sisters. They actually live quite a hard life.
又必须要啊，就这生活非常辛苦。
So they have a difficult life.
很贫穷。
Because they were poor.
那他们来教会慕道啊。
When they were truth seeking in our church.
我说你们要不要死了又要去天堂啊？
So I asked them, do you want to go to heaven when you die?
他们说要啊。
They say, of course.
我说那你们为什么要去啊？
So why do you want to go?
因为我们今生过得很苦啊。
Because we live a hard life in this life.
我说他们想要这辈子过了以后啊，离世以后能够到天堂享受快乐。
So they wish that after they die from this life and go and enjoy the life in heaven.
然后他们就接受洗礼啊。
And so they receive the baptism.
所以患难会带来永生的盼望。
So tribulation will bring us hope of eternal life.
因为他们想说啊，这辈子很辛�苦啊。
Because they think that in this life it's difficult.
啊，来生再继续这样辛苦的话，那我爬不来啊。
So、
我不愿意。
If the life in the future is also hard, then that's not worth it.
因为这一辈子的辛苦已经够了，受够了。
Because in this life we have already gone through the trouble.
所以这一些人很自然就会盼望有个将来的永生，而且将来至少将来不会那么辛苦啊。
So we naturally will hope for a better life in the future that it will not be hard anymore.
哦，在他们来生能够享受永生快乐。
So in the life of the future, they will receive the joy.
那约伯说啊，他借着神啊走过这些患难的日子。
So Job said that through God, he has gone through this difficult life.
所以他有时候在茫然、在无助当中啊，得到神亮光的指引。
So within his despair and helplessness, he had receive the guidance from the light.
那他在受伤灰心的时候，得到这个光的温暖还有医治。
And when he was losing heart and when he was harmed, he actually received the warmth from the light and be healed.
他在软弱失望的时候得到光的力量。
And he also received the power or energy from the light when he was weak and hopeless.
主耶稣是光。
So the Lord Jesus is the light.
我们也是一样啊，我们就经过主耶稣啊的带领嘛，走过不晓得多少的死荫幽谷啊。
Of course, we have also gone through all the valley of death through Jesus Christ.
但是我们借着主耶稣啊，可以得胜。
But Lord Jesus is victorious.
那借着主耶稣，我们可以放心了。
And our Lord Jesus, we can be comforted.
因为他会为我们开出一条出路。
Because he will open up a way for us.
只要相信神，就能够看到神的荣耀。
As long as we believe in him, then we can see his glory.
所以约伯啊，他们借着神的光啊，走过很多黑暗的日子。
So through God that the Job has gone through all the darkness of life with the light.
所以我们也是。
So same with us.
再唱诗。
Let's all sing him.
64首。
64.